Pod Quiz 997. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 997. Before we start, I would like to thank PayPal donors Jane and Doug.
Round one.
We start this week with an odd one out music round. You have four pieces of music to listen to here, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And for question five, you need to identify the odd one out of the four.
Question one. Question two. Shoot me down, but I get up. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Far away, far away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Far away, far away. Shoot me down. Question three.
Like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids, and I gotta take all they bad to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say.
Question four. Question five.
Please tell me the odd one out of those four songs.
Round two.
Round two is on cacti and succulents.
Question six.
Which distilled beverage is made from the blue agave plant?
Question seven.
Which of these fruits is produced by a cactus species? Dragon fruit, jackfruit, or passion fruit?
Question 8.
Which evergreen succulent plant originates from the Arabian Peninsula and is commonly used as a houseplant and the gel from its leaves used to treat skin conditions?
Question 9.
Which country depicts an eagle perched on a prickly pear cactus on its coat of arms?
Question 10.
Cacti photosynthesize using a specialized crassulation acid metabolism, or CAM. What advantage does this offer over the more normal mechanisms for photosynthesis?
Round three.
Round three is on literature. You're about to hear five short clips from audiobooks, and for each, I would like you to tell me the author of the book.
Question 11.
It would be most unwise on your part to attempt to silence me as you silenced Monsieur Ackroyd. That kind of business does not succeed against Hercule Poirot, you understand. My dear Poirot, I said, smiling a little, whatever else I may be, I'm not a fool. I rose to my feet. Well, well, I said, with a slight yawn, I must be off home.
Question 12.
At the ominous word, liberality, Scrooge frowned and shook his head and handed the credentials back. "At this festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge," said the gentleman, taking up a pen, "it is more than usually desirable that we should make some slight provision for the poor and destitute who suffer greatly at the present time."
Question 13.
Wrong will be right when Aslan comes in sight. At the sound of his roar, sorrows will be no more. When he bares his teeth, winter meets its death. And when he shakes his mane, we shall have spring again.
Question 14.
I took my dingy volume by the scroop and hurled it into the dog kennel, vowing I hated a good book. Heathcliff kicked his to the same place. Then there was a hubbub. "Maester Hindley," shouted our chaplain. "Maester, coom hither, Miss Cathy's riven the back off the helmet of salvation." And Heathcliff's paused his fit into the first part at a brood way to destruction.
Question 15.
"I'd leave that coat on if I were you, George, old boy," said the amiable voice of Peter Willem. "We've got a long way to go." 5 minutes later, George Smiley was sitting crossly in the passenger seat of Gwillem's extremely drafty sports car. Their destination was Ascot, the residence of Mr. Oliver Lakin of the Cabinet Office, senior advisor to various committees and a watchdog of intelligence affairs.
Round 4.
The final round this week is sport.
Question 16.
What nationality is former professional tennis player Roger Federer?
Question 17.
Which sport has equipment including balls, mallets, and hoops or wickets?
Question 18.
In archery, when an arrow hits the innermost ring of the target, how many points are scored? 10, 20, or 50?
Question 19.
Free hits, long corners, and penalty corners are set pieces in which sport?
Question 20.
Which fictional sport was developed into a real-life sport in 2005 and has been named Quadball since 2022? I shall be back in 2.5 minutes for the answers after I Cactus with Green Cactus.
Now, the answer.
Number one was Iron Lion Zion by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Iron Lion Zion. Far away. Number two was David Guetta featuring Sia with Titanium. My best friend said she used to. Number three was Gold Digger by Kanye West. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Number four was Paperback Writer by the Beatles. Paperback Writer. And for number five, we had Iron Lion Zion, Titanium, and Gold Digger. So the odd one out is number four, Paperback Writer, because all of the others had metals or elements in their titles. Paperback Writer!
Round two.
Round two was on cacti and succulents. And the answer to number six, the distilled beverage made from the blue agave plant, is tequila. Number seven, the dragon fruit comes from a cactus species. Number eight, that evergreen succulent that's used to treat skin conditions is aloe vera. Number nine, the coat of arms that features a prickly pear cactus is that of Mexico. And number 10, that special metabolism that cacti use for photosynthesis reduces water loss by only absorbing carbon dioxide during the night.
Round three.
Round three was literature. You just need the authors here, but I will tell you book titles as well. Number 11 was The Murder of Roger Ackroyd by Agatha Christie. Number 12 was A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Number 13 was The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. Number 14 was Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. And number 15 was Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy by John le Carré. And a
watchdog of intelligence. Round four.
The final round was sport, and the answer to number 16, Roger Federer, is Swiss. Number 17, balls, mallets, and hoops are equipment in croquet. Number 18, the number of points scored for hitting the innermost ring in archery is 10. Number 19, free hits, long corners and penalty corners are set pieces in field hockey. And number 20, the sport now known as quad ball, is Quidditch. That's it for Pod Quiz 997. Thank you very much for listening, and as ever, I do hope you enjoyed it. A couple of messages before we go. Firstly, a message from Andrew. Thank you to Mark. You are the prime reason I got into PodQuiz. And Jacob, thanks for being my quiz partner and happy anniversary. Love, Lauren. I'll be back next week with another 20 questions. Bye now.